WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. Wake up, sluts!
Oh, man. It's been a week.
I know.
Since I heard that.
You missed it, didn't you? You dumb slut.
Oh, it's just so funny. You dumb bitch.
Jeez, man.
This makes us laugh. All right, well, let's get right to it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What discontinued product, toy, item would you bring back if you could? Mm-hmm. Bring back anything.
Anything, huh?
What would it be?
Ooh. There's a couple of toys that I love as a kid that are gone now. Remember the old Mighty Max?
Oh, my God.
It was like a little toy that you would open up.
It was the guy's version of Polly Pocket.
Absolutely. Great analogy.
Thanks, buddy.
Great analogy. Thanks.
Yeah, you had that.
Things
it was
awesome.
That little, you could take it wherever, and you had the, mm-hmm. it like the world opened up. You just, there it is.
There it is. Little Mighty Max toy. You know, it's not the greatest thing about the Mighty, you would always lose the parts.
Yeah.
They were just tiny little. Talk about a choking hazard.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, everything about
not
that.
Not even that. Up your nose and your ear.
Right.
That was going up some orifice.
It said it right on the. Everything about this product is a choking hazard.
Plus, it's made with lead. It's like, all right, here you go, kids. I know kids nowadays got all these safe toys.
Yeah.
It was dangerous.
Yeah, we lived on the edge.
That's a very good one. I was going to say, I wish they would bring back the Pontiac Fiero.
Oh, the Fiero.
There's someone here in town that has one, and it's not in bad shape.
Oh, it's in mint. It's mint.
And my buddy had one in high school, and no high schooler should be driving a Pontiac Fiero. It's a death trap. Oh, he just put the weight over the motor in the back.
Yeah, yeah. But he got so much tail.
Oh, so much ass. I love that vehicle. It was so much fun. We would drive, oh my God, in the wintertime, just
Fiero.
Donuts for hours.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they would bring back, you
did
know,
those,
they,
did they have back seats or no?
No, they did not. They did not. That was a two-seater death machine.
Yeah.
Trunk in the front, Fiero, the motor in the back. I'd really like, because, you know, they've brought back the Challenger and the Camaro and the Charger. Uh-huh. I would love to see them bring back.
The Fiero.
A new. Make it electric. Make it a hybrid. Pontiac Fiero.
Pontiac.
Woo! Skip. That'd be fun. I would buy one of those.
Is Pontiac even around anymore?
I don't know. They might have been liquidated into some other place. But yeah, if anybody out there knows someone that at the Pontiac plant, bring back the Fiero. Bring it back.
Yeah, whoever the guy is that's driving that Fiero now. You know, dude, you're a badass.
You're a baller, man.
Baller.
And just give me a ride one of these days. Pontiac Fiero, bro. We got some great comments on Facebook. Carolyn said the Planner's cheese balls. They don't have those anymore.
Planner's cheese balls.
These are the old cheese balls.
Is that the big container?
Yeah, the big container. I think they have knockoff brands, but Planner's was probably the best kind. Linda said Jolt Cola. I thought they brought.
Hey, going back to the cheese balls real quick.
Hold on. Let's go back to the cheese balls.
Love the cheese balls. You know what I didn't like about the container of the cheese balls? Is you would get cheesy elbows reaching in.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, how do you get cheesy elbows? It's like, I got the cheese ball container at my house.
I'll be honest. I think as a toddler, I couldn't reach the bottom.
Right. No, you just hop into the thing.
Yes, you just put it over your head and let it fall into your mouth.
It was like that container of popcorn that you get for Christmas. They had like the one section of cheese, one section of caramel, and just the regular.
Yeah.
And then just the one section of caramel would be gone.
Gone. And then and then the rest of that would just sit in there.
Right, throw it away.
Eventually you'd get to the cheese ones.
Right, right.
And then the other popcorn. Like, what's this?
It'd still be hanging around in August, but by that time everything was gone but the regular stuff.
Rock hard. Anthony posted a picture of Derby beef tamales with sauce. This looks like what is that?
Beef tamales?
So it looks like they're just tamales soaking in a jar. It's like pickled tamales.
Yeah, they discontinued that for a reason.
For a reason, buddy. It was killing people.
Good God.
Let's see. I like Rick's. Rick's got a good one. Lawn darts or jarts.
Oh, yeah. Remember those?
They have them now, but they're safe. They got just like a weighted tip. They don't have the sharp tip.
Those things are actually worth a good amount of money now.
If you have the original set, yeah. Probably.
My buddy a few years back searched for some, tried to buy a set because he was having a party and wanted to play.
Yeah.
Dude, he searched for weeks. Finally found on Craigslist. Somebody selling one for, dude, he had bought it for like $150 or something.
You know what I would like to do with a lawn dart with a jart?
What?
Put it into a potato gun.
Oh, jeez, man.
I think that would be pretty epic.
I think they call those mortars. I think that's what those are, mortars.
In other news, local man arrested for putting a lawn dart in a potato gun.
We're talking about a dangerous toy.
How did Hunter die?
Yeah. It's funny. It always like it be, families that always like get boozed up during the family get together, and they would always play them at night.
Yeah,
you know where you can't see the dart in the air.
Don't worry, I put some glow in the dark tape around the tip. We'll be fine.
All right, we'll be fine.
We'll be fine. All right, Grandma,
right in the shoulder.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. 925 WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What discontinued item, toy, product would you bring back if you could? We'll be back. All right, a good morning. Yeah. It's 7:40 mime. He's a moron.
Are you drunk?
If you could bring back any discontinued product, toy, item, whatever, what would it be?
Crossfire!
Oh, that was a great game, man. We got some great comments on Facebook. Mark said Dunkaroos. Oh,
yeah. Dunkaroos.
Here's the thing is, I would bring back Dunkaroos, but more frosting. There was never enough frosting.
Yeah.
Never.
You know? It was never enough.
Because you either ended up with a lot at the end because you were very stingy when you started, and then that last one was just...
wanted to save it for the last cracker.
Just covered. Or you got to the last cracker, and you didn't have any frosting left. I would bring it back with much more, like double the frosting.
Vanilla was the best.
Oh, for sure. Chocolate? No, come on.
I'll trade you my chocolate for your vanilla.
You're high. Never. How about you keep walking, son?
Hey, Ma! Quit getting the chocolate ones. How dare you?
I mean, I'm still going to eat it, but come on. Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. Danielle said moon shoes.
Oh, yeah, the moon shoes. Our church had moon shoes.
I'll be honest. Moon shoes made it seem like you could jump so much higher in the commercial.
No, you couldn't.
You put them on in real life, you're like, all right, well, this is pretty much the same as anything else.
Right. Just walking a lot slower.
Yeah.
It's funny. My church had the moon shoes. And I don't think they knew what they were at first somehow.
Yeah.
Because they hit them. And then the kids found them again. So there was one day we were just jumping around in these moon shoes. And somebody like rolled their ankles so bad.
Yeah. Moon shoes were dangerous as hell.
You know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, we're getting rid of the moon shoes. Yeah. I'm never coming back. Don't get rid of the moon shoes. That was the greatest thing about our church.
We basically just strapped ourselves to... Little trampolines.
Absolutely.
Oh, this ain't going to end poorly. Yeah.
Remember the pogo stick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was classic.
Those were dangerous, too.
They still have those?
Oh, yeah.
Or are they too dangerous?
No, you can still go get pogo sticks for sure.
I think they got adult ones now.
Yeah. Well, you ever seen like those stunt pogo sticks?
The ones that do like backflips.
Backflips and everything? Yeah. Let's see. Robert said the Pizzone by Pizza Hut. I don't think I ever remember the Pizzone.
The Pizzone.
Pizza calzone? Doesn't that
defeat? Wasn't that like a pizza folding in half or something?
Yeah. It's like, no, it's a calzone. That's all it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a dumb one, Robert.
You don't even know the guy.
Becca said the slouch socks from the 80s, you know, the old leg warmers.
Okay.
Remember those?
No.
They're like, you basically just put them over your, like, shoes.
Yeah.
Like, they went, like, down, like, there.
Yeah.
Over top the jeans or whatever.
I was born in 85, Brock.
He carried over into the 90s. You've seen pictures. Have you ever seen a picture from someone from the 80s? For God's sakes.
Absolutely not.
Never have. Jennifer said Pogs.
Oh, yeah.
I could do a Pog tournament right now.
I used to have the slammer that was shaped like a bandsaw.
Dude!
That thing was awesome.
I had the same one.
Did you?
I had the same one. You felt like such a badass. Oh, I'm going to cut through all your Pogs, bro.
You know how many Pogs I got from that slammer?
Get ready. It's about to go down. But there's another thing. Think about this toy, okay? Mm-hmm. Really, the Pogs itself weren't dangerous, okay? Mm-hmm. Little pieces of cardboard, whatever. You had your Pog tube.
Oh, yeah. Right? The Pog tube.
That one friend with the yardstick tube. It's like, that's 3 feet of Pogs, bro.
I'll give you this. Actually, I'll give you 5 of these if you trade me this one.
But when you think about it, you're giving kids this little metal projectile they were supposed to slam down on the ground.
The one that we had, the bandsaw one, it was like a little ninja star.
Dude, you could stick that into any drywall like that.
Yeah, if you tried to take that pog onto an airplane now.
Good luck.
Good. You're going to jail. TSA. Hey,
look, is that the bandsaw slammer? You're out of here.
Security, we got a security threat here. It's just a pog, man. It's just a pog.
My God, he took over the whole plane with a pog.
Which pog was it? It wasn't the bandsaw. It was. Why'd you let him on the plane?
Everybody freaked out.
He's got a pog. It's the bandsaw. Everyone get down. We're all dead.
We'll be back.
Oh, he's got a pog. Run, run. 801, good morning. We're talking about discontinued products or items or whatever you'd bring back. I still think they need to bring back Pontiac Fiero.
No, the Fiero, man.
The 2020 Pontiac Fiero.
You know why? They can't bring it back.
Why?
It's too fast.
Too fast. Too furious.
Too fast, bro. You're going to have to tone it down a little bit if you want the Fiero to come back.
That would have really made...
What color would you get?
Oh, God. Red.
Red.
You kidding me? Just a bright red Fiero.
Did they have anything else besides red?
My buddy had, like, it was like a gunmetal silver.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just that real... And I think that's the same color as the one... And silver was a big... It was almost like a DeLorean look.
I was going to say, the silver one kind of looked like the DeLorean.
Yeah. Kind of had that look to it. Which is another vehicle they should bring back is the DeLorean.
Yeah. Because
that wasn't an epic failure.
Epic fail. You know, it looked fast. But it was like 15,000 pounds.
Oh, dude. And the doors are so heavy that a big problem for him was the hydraulics that opened the doors kept failing. So people had to like prop them up.
Oh, God.
Had to carry like a 2x4 around to keep that heavy door from slamming down on you.
But you had a DeLorean.
And you could travel through time, man. We had some great comments on Facebook, things people would bring back. Jeff said crystal clear Pepsi, which I thought they did for a while.
Yeah, that's back, actually.
Yeah.
They have the crystal clear Pepsi. You know what's cool about that?
Yeah.
Because of the crystal clear Pepsi,
yeah,
you can have a clear rum and Coke. I'm serious.
Just Pepsi, officer. Don't you worry about
it. It's a clear rum and Coke.
Dustin had a great one. The 250R three-wheeler. Oh!
250R three-wheeler.
We had a Honda Big Red.
Pull up that picture. Is that the picture of
that's
it?
That's the one. It's those like little racing three-wheelers.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, they were death machines. Three-wheelers are absolute. We had a Big Red. It was a Honda, and it was Big Red edition. It was a big three-wheeler. Dude, I had friends roll that. My buddy Steve got a peg in the ankle.
Oh, those things were meant to roll.
Look, my brother and I would see how long we could just go on two wheels.
Two wheels, yeah.
Dude, but...
So much fun.
They were so much fun. Yeah. I would, if I could, if I had a chunk of land, I would buy a three-wheeler for that chunk of land, because they were just so much fun.
Yeah, my dad buys and sells, and he had one for like 2 days one time, so cruising around the yard.
Oh, God.
Dude, there's so many times where I nearly just high-sided that thing so hard.
Yeah. Death machines. Dude, wheelies, when we learned to use, put your weight back and lean. Oh, my God.
This is the best ever.
They're awesome.
Yeah, but you will die.
Yeah.
You will die. Another Dunkaroos. I told you, Dunkaroos are the shiz.
Yeah.
Laser dicks.
laser
discs. I meant discs. Freudian slip there. Laser discs. It's a SCS cluster there that gets me tripped up.
I don't even know what the laser discs are.
Is that, you know, that was that form, it was the old movie form, like the big old laser discs.
Yeah.
Laser discs.
Yeah, why would you want those back?
I know.
What
are you thinking, TJ? That's a horrible
answer. Those were around for like 6 months until you get one time. You're like, this isn't.
This sucks.
This sucks.
It's a big old thing I don't need.
You know?
Laser discs. This has been the worst. We'll be back. Rock.